Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Caleb Silver is joining us live, editor-in-chief at Investopedia. And new figures are out showing the U.S. GDP plunged 33% in the second quarter. We were preparing for a steep drop, Caleb. Where does this fall? What were you expecting?
Well, this is a little better than expected, which is hard to say. We were expecting a 35% drop. We got a 33% drop. Either way you look at it, it's the worst quarterly GDP report in the history of record-keeping for the United States. This is all rearview mirror. We knew the economy was basically shut down from March 30th until about June 30th. That's the second quarter. And the problem is we thought we'd be in recovery by June, but the virus has resurged because we haven't been able to keep it down, which has forced the reclosure of businesses, more layoffs. We just learned that 1.4 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims last week. That's not where we thought we'd be at this point in the cycle, but this is where we are. So we have a huge hole to crawl out of in terms of our economy, and that economy is based on consumer spending. The issue, as you guys know, is we haven't been spending like we used to.
Yeah, it's eye-catching to see. I mean, you know, three times what the worst number in American history was for a quarterly report like this. But what does it all mean because it is past numbers?
Well, that's the thing about economic reports. It's always in the rearview mirror. Investors look ahead to the future and are hoping for a brighter future if you look at what's happened to the stock market. But the disconnect between the stock market and the real economy, especially the real economy for folks that have lost employment, lost their incomes, or know somebody in the household that has, is very different right now. So the issue is that we thought we'd be in recovery. We thought the jobs would be added by now, but we keep having these mounting weekly layoffs as businesses are either forced to reclose after reopening or are just not hiring people back or have closed down altogether because they just don't have the demand. So we're in a very tricky spot. And what we don't want to see is a jobless recovery where many parts of the economy come back into shape, but there are many people that are still left out of work. We have record high numbers of people who are getting unemployment right now, and that looks like a could be the situation for the rest of the year.
Yeah, 1.4 million people filed for unemployment benefits. That just came out this morning, too. Those are first-time unemployment benefits that they were seeking. This is the second straight week of an increase, right?
Right, and we had been coming down from that high of 7 million back in late March when this whole thing began because there were so many layoffs. We thought we'd be well under a million, but again, the virus has forced the reclosure of these businesses, especially in the restaurant, hospitality, and leisure industries, and also in some of the commercial real estate industries. And that is taking an impact on the economy because, like it or not, our gross domestic product, the sum of all the productivity of the United States, is 70% driven by consumer spending. Yes, we've been spending online. Yes, we've been ordering some pickup from some restaurants, and there's been some car purchases and new home purchases. But general spending, especially discretionary spending, is basically gone right now, and that is a key driver of our growth.
You said it, just about everybody said it, that the only way to truly recover is to defeat the virus. Do you think numbers like this, do they put that, thinking in the minds of, the people where it really matters up top?
Well, you'd hope so. It is up to the states whether to reclose their businesses or restart their schools, as we know. But there's been a lot of pressure from Washington to get the economy reopened. The problem is you have to shut it down to kill the virus in order to be able to reopen robustly. You're seeing this happen in Europe, where they were very effective at shutting down their economies, keeping people locked down, and then they've had some recovery. GDP in Germany for the second quarter fell 10%. That's the lowest since 1970, but 10% GDP drop versus the 33% GDP drop that we just saw is a very different place to be right now.
All right. Meantime, the stimulus package in Washington is basically stalled, right?
It's stalled, and Congress is supposed to go on recess next week. Hopefully they won't, and they'll sit and make a deal, because Americans, especially those on the margin, those who've been living off those $600 extra weekly unemployment checks, this is what they need to pay the bills, fill the fridge, and keep themselves out of falling into serious debt or worse. Those look like they're going away. Small businesses need more help. Cities need more help because there's no tax revenue right now. So we need a stimulus bill. The problem is Republicans and Democrats are only about $2.4 trillion apart, plus a lot of details in between to get them there. We're hoping for the best, but it doesn't look like they're on their way to a deal at all.
What does an economic stimulus package need to include? Knowing what we know now, what are the most immediate things that have to be pushed through by the Senate, really, right now? The ball's in their court.
Yeah, it's got to be more small business relief. It's got to be more payments to individuals, whether those are direct payments or a continuation of those weekly pandemic unemployment checks that were $600. It doesn't look like they'll be $600. It looks like it'll be some portion of that. But individuals, especially those on lower incomes or have lost their income altogether, they need support right now, and it's running out. It basically, the last of those stimulus checks went out this weekend. So folks are going to need it more than ever, and we're also going to need help for cities and states that are suffering from low tax revenue and have basically lost that income.
What do you think that extended unemployment benefit might look like when they're done?
They've been talking on the Republican side about 70% of wage replacement. That's extremely complicated because people make their money in various ways. Not everybody goes to a job and is on the payroll and gets a check every 2 weeks. It's hard to determine that. It could also be $500 or $400. I'll tell you that $600 has been key for some folks, and I know there's been a lot of discussion on whether that's keeping people out of work. The issue, as you guys know, is there's not a lot of jobs out there, so it's not like they're sitting at home just getting fat off that $600 check. They're using it to pay the bills. So it could be $400, it could be $500. A lot of people have been saving that money. Their personal savings rate has increased dramatically as folks save for a rainy day. I don't think they expected the rainy day to last through the entirety of 2020, but that's what it looks like is going to happen.
Yeah, unfortunately. Caleb, thanks so much. It's Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief of Investopedia, joining us live.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.